Country singer Johnny Cash turned 70 today. To celebrate his birthday, a 2-CD collection called The Essential Johnny Cash has just been released. In March, Columbia Records will reissue 5 Cash albums from the late 50s through the mid-60s. And in June, a tribute album featuring covers by artists including Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen will be released. Rock critic Ken Tucker considers Cash's career.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Johnny Cash wrote and first recorded a studio version of that song in the late 50s when he was signed to Sun Records as a rockabilly singer. But unlike his label mates Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, Cash didn't have much of a feeling for rock and roll. Raised on gospel music and a fan of Western swing, he hooked up with guitarist Luther Perkins and bassist Marshall Grant, the so-called Tennessee Two, to create a sound. No fiddles, no pedal steel. Perkins used one hand to deaden his guitar strings and played triplets that rose to meet Cash's sinking baritone. The result was a rhythm so elemental that Cash has played variations on it ever since.
Keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash gradually went from rockabilly hellraiser to founder of a liberal wing in country music. He married June Carter Cash in 1968, had Bob Dylan on the first edition of his ABC TV show in 69, and as for why he became known as the Man in Black, well, he told us why himself in 1971.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black.
Cash has always been a man in whom opposites attract. Piously devout, he's recorded a lot of religious music, and one of the reissues, Hymns by Johnny Cash from 1959, was promoted by Columbia Records as the album he came here to record, a reference to Sam Phillips' disinclination to record anything by Cash on Sun that wasn't rockabilly. On the other hand, Cash has a wild streak he's done nothing to hide. He gulped speed. In 64, he was arrested for possessing 688 capsules of dexedrine. And Cash, in live performance, could achieve the sort of ferocity that justifies the melodramatic declaration of the character in Folsom Prison Blues, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die." But then again, for a poker face in black, Cash is also painfully fond of mediocre novelty songs. Not just his 1969 number one hit, A Boy Named Sue, but also stuff like Everybody Loves a Nut and Look at Them Beans. I'll spare you those and play what I think is his best, certainly his least sentimental song ever, from when he was first starting out in 1955.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you cry, cry, cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, cry, cry.
These days, Cash has been weakened by respiratory ailments that keep him from performing. He's going to get a lot of salutes, and the company putting out his reissues is being overly generous. Believe me, when you've heard one Johnny Cash train song, you don't need to hear a whole album of them. Since he's always appreciated forthrightness, I'll be blunt. Cash has gotten credit for more than he deserves, but you've got to like a guy who can parlay a flat voice and flattened guitar strings into a good reputation and a marriage that's always seemed better than good. Happy birthday, Mr. Cash.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.